Hey everyone, I just wanted to record this here and talk about some of the changes that Anchor made that I really like. So, if any of you have been on Anchor for a while, you notice that they made some changes to the interface, particularly with the desktop. I'm actually finding that the app on my phone isn't working too terribly well, and that's fine with me because you're limited to a 5-minute spurt of audio on there. What I've been doing is using audio from different videos. Where I talk about things and using that to upload onto Anchor. And before that used to be kind of, it took several steps and was kind of complicated, but now it seems like they really streamlined the process. Looking at the way that the website is set up now, it's very user-friendly, I would say. Looking at like my profile page, I love how it has it set up. It has the Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Overcast, and Pocket Cast, all the different places that they will share the podcast on. Also has your most recent episode, and uploading audio is a lot more straightforward, and it's a lot easier to change the description and change the title and do things like that. So for me, I'll probably be using the desktop version probably almost exclusively, unless there's audio that I just have to get out, and that I'll use Anchor to do that, their phone app. For me, I like using the computer more. Hopefully these updates are a bit of foreshadowing for stuff that they will do with the phone app. I think the biggest issue that I have with it is that you're limited with 5 minutes. And if I'm talking about a long story, I kind of like to have that more than 5 minutes. I was kind of practicing to get good at transitioning between those 5-minute spurts, but what I find is because you have to talk for 5 minutes, upload that audio in order to talk for 5 more minutes, I was losing my train of thought, especially if you're in the middle of a sentence or something, and it became difficult to do that continuously. And the nice thing with this is I can just upload from my computer. I can talk as long as I want on here. I don't think I've really talked for 5 minutes. Let me check. No, I've talked for about 2 minutes, but if I were to talk for, say, 5 minutes and 20 seconds, I wouldn't have to worry about it cutting off or me having to worry about editing myself the way I talk. I think it would still do the 5-minute bits, but it would be a bit different. Another change I hope they do with the phone app is I didn't really like the stations aspect of it. It wasn't the worst thing, or isn't the worst thing. Because you can kind of have, it's like tweeting each day, but, or I guess it's more like a Snapchat. Those disappear at the end of the day, but the episodes are permanent. They're the ones that get shared on the different podcasting networks. I'm actually all right with them having the stations. I just want that to be more able to be created into episodes. The episodes are what is saved as podcast, and I would like that to be a bit easier to do. I think it can be, and I think it generally it isn't that bad, but I think they can definitely improve the interface with the phone app. And they have shown that they have some good people behind this based on the work they've done with the computer app. But I think for me, I think I will probably you continue to use audio from videos or just record audio on my computer and then just upload it directly to the website with my computer. Seems like it's going to be a bit easier to do, but that's my personal preference. If the phone app gets better, maybe my opinion on that will change. But I just wanted to record this to talk about some of those changes. I noticed that they popped up today. So with that being said, I'll talk to you all in the next one. Hope you all have a great one. Peace.